This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. For Monita Soni and her family, train travel was a tradition. She shares a few memories in the Sundial Writer's Corner today.
Dad took us around the Indian subcontinent on many a long and short railroad journey. The fiery black engine, trailing mailbox red carriages packed with passengers, Indian coolies in red shirts balancing bags on their toothpick frames, people haggling and ticket collectors trying to assign everyone to their respective seats, was a living circus. Our minds brimmed with amazement as we marched in a single file behind Dad's tall frame as he weaved in and out of teeming sea of bobbing heads, always turning back to make sure we were following his lead. How Mom managed to look so dapper was something I could never fathom. After being pushed up steep steps of our carriage, we made a beeline for window seats. Mom warned us to keep a safe distance from windows to avoid flying objects thrown by our Indian passengers. We promptly opened our books. Excitement was sky high, and the thought of this magical journey sent our spirits soaring. Dad was the last one to enter our small compartment home. Buying books, tipping the coolie, grabbing a smoke, helping an older passenger with their luggage, taking inventory, he was trying to be his usual larger-than-life self. As the train pulled away, my eyes misted at relatives bidding their loved ones adieu. But I would jump for joy to see Dad. Dad was with us, all was well with this world. Planning this trip had taken weeks. As soon as the train picked up speed and humble villagers scurried in opposite direction, we would proclaim our hunger. Mom would look at Dad and then spread our meal on newspapers. Dad would take one bite and his face would glow in appreciation at the tasty home-cooked meal. Meal over, we would watch flying vistas at our window seats. Mom would pull out crochet, Dad would bury his nose in the newspapers. We would play naming games, checkers, cards. Dad would recite poems or tell funny stories. Later, we would doze off in the after-meal stupor and the rocking lullaby of the train. I remember waking up at times with the train halted at an unknown station, the engine whistling and no sign of Dad. I would panic. Where was he? What if he missed the train? My small heart pounded with childhood anxiety. My face glued as close as possible to the sooty iron bars that carried the typical smell of Indian railways, my eyes brimming with ready tears. He would appear, his face smiling, carrying more travel treats, hot pakoras, hot tea. Mom would shake her head. I would let my tears flow and then hug him tight. He would look down at me and smile. Baby, why are you crying? I will never leave you.
Devoted daughter Dr. Monita Soni heads up a pathology lab in Morgan County. She's an active member of the Huntsville Literary Association. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on 89.3 Huntsville. You can also listen at WLRH.org. Just click Programs.